Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick Predicts coming up. About a half an hour. Get him in. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter, at Anthony Alant on Twitter. A-L-A-N-D-T is how you spell his last name. We are in for Baskin and Phelps today. Just got done listening to another Area 51 press conference with Kevin Stefanski. I will tell you nothing whatsoever. Please ignore everything that's taking place behind the curtain. We know nothing about anything anywhere at all.
However,
until we got the Bud Grant hunting stories. Then he perked up and got really excited. He really wanted to tell the stories about Bud Grant hunting, bringing deer carcasses in. I'm sorry. I could have listened to an entire press conference of that.
I wish one of these days he would just come on and be like, you guys don't want to ask any questions about this team, right? Can we just talk about like my days at Penn and, you know, talking with Bud Grant and stuff like that?
I would have been like, Coach, did Coach Grant bring jerky in? Did you ever try any venison jerky? Did you get a venison chili out of there? Did he have like a killer recipe for something like that? Did he bring any other animals in? Was he a fan of hunting turkeys? Was he a quail hunter? What do we know here? Like, I would have gone down that rabbit hole instead of anything involving where this team was going, because you might get a real answer.
So my father was in law enforcement in the area, and when I was like 6 years old, there was a dead deer on the side of the highway that, for whatever reason, one of his cop buddies called and said, hey, do you want to pick this up? You can take it to a local spot that they'll turn it into venison jerky and whatnot.
Right, they'll do you just take it to the butcher shop and they'll butcher it for you and you get venison steaks and
wait,
whatever
isn't
else
that illegal, need. Anthony?
What?
Mackenzie Flume?
Oh.
From the top rope?
Is it?
Is this one of those? We can pass the statute of limitations.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry.
All right, anyways. So my father piled 6-year-old me and my two like baby brothers into the car, brother and sister into the car. We drove off to get the deer. He plopped it onto the hood of his car, like, you know, jerry-rigged it onto the hood of his car.
That's perfect.
And we drove into Amish country. Yep. And we drove into Amish country and in a couple of days, we had deer jerky. But the best part of that story is he put my 4-year-old brother in the front seat of the car. That is probably illegal, Mackenzie. And the deer's glassy eyes were staring back at him. And my brother looked at my dad and goes, is the deer alive? And my dad just had to be like, yeah, it's alive. And then 2 days later, we had a ton of jerky and deer meat galore, and we loved it. We go, wow, where did this come from? And he was like, well, you remember that deer that was on the hood
remember
of our
that
car?
Carcass on the front of the car?
Yep. Remember that dead deer that we put on our Subaru?
It's time to learn about where meat comes from, kids.
Yep.
I That's a good one. I have uncles who are hunters and all of that kind of stuff. So my grandfather was a hunter as well. And so they would always go up for deer season and, you know, come home with whatever the DNR would allow them. And Lord knows what the DNR would not allow them to do as long as the DNR never found out.
Yep.
You know, that was kind of how all that stuff went. But yeah, honestly, was better than anything that Kevin Stefanski had to say.
The other cool thing was outside 2 weeks later, we had my mother's boss over for dinner and he was cooking a squirrel. And I opened up the refrigerator to see a completely skinned squirrel that was marinating. And I screamed.
It's the same thing with deer and squirrel and raccoon and all that kind of stuff. If you marinate it, it's not too bad. It's a little gamey if you don't.
But if you're 6 years old, you should not see a completely skinned squirrel just in like brine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That was so traumatizing.
Sitting in a bag, going, what?
You're like, oh my God. Is that really? Our pet?
Is that the Easter Bunny? Oh no. Yeah.
So anyways, Denzel Ward's out.
Denzel Ward. Also, this great quote that we can add to the Kevin Stefanski group: with every injury, you need to treat the injury. Mm-hmm. That was said twice. With every injury, you need to treat the injury. Yeah, Denzel Ward out for this game as well. You're missing Wyatt Teller. You're missing a good amount of them. Does that alter how you'll judge Shedeur Sanders in this game, the fact that you're missing some of those guys?
I think it should, because that's a lot of like good difference makers. That, I mean, the offensive line, Kevin Stefanski even said it in the press conference that he's working with the new center, and there is a lot of adjustment with that I'm sure is going to be overlooked a little bit. That's just another issue that if you're Shedeur Sanders, you need to somehow deal with. So, yeah, he's not being put in exactly the best position.
And not having your center is a huge deal.
Right. I mean, and Posick is good.
Yeah.
Like, it's not he's a replacement level center.
Centers are usually in the modern NFL, centers are notorious for calling out the protection up front. You know, they typically handle protection up front from what they're seeing, which directions you need to slide, all of that kind of stuff to help out your quarterback just to take something off his plate, and especially a young quarterback. If you hear a center talk about all the different things that they do in protection plans, you'd be shocked. Just because your quarterback is typically reading everything in front of them, at least you can take something off of the plate. So, yeah, not having Ethan Posick there turning to Luke Whipler is a big deal. Now,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nice thing is, or at least you could take away the fact that with the Hungry Dog program that they were doing, Shedeur was taking snaps from Luke Whipler in practice. So it's not like it's like, hi, Luke, nice to meet you. I'm Shedeur. Like, we're not going down that road. At least there's some recognition there and at least some previous work that has taken place. So yeah. Counts for something, not, you know, gargantuan.
It just saw, like, I do want to properly try to evaluate Shador Sanders. That's been the biggest sticking point with me watching his games this year is, like, I don't know if he's doing well because he bailed out of a throw that he was supposed to, or he bailed out too soon. I don't know if this is, like, good or bad. Were the handcuffs on him too much against the Raiders? Like, there's been so many questions. Like, if the offensive line was just quality, if there was just somebody to throw to, I could properly, you know, get to the end of the year and be like, oh, okay, this is the guy or this is not the guy for next year. But, you know, we're working with 9 different offensive linemen every week that I have no idea if it's like, all right, is he running out of a sack because his old habits are getting better or he's going back to his old habits, or literally because Cam Robinson is a turnstile left tackle.
Cam Robinson's a terrible left tackle. He's I do not understand.
You know what I mean?
I would not have given him the money that he was given.
It forces Shador to play like he did at Colorado, which sucks because, like, as dynamic as he was at Colorado, that's why
you can't survive
in
the modern NFL playing that way.
No, and
you just can't.
Like, it lends itself to the sort of hero ball, really, that he felt like he needed to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I, unfortunately, like, as fun as that was to watch, hero ball with a rookie quarterback is not sustainable.
Agreed.
And if you're really trying to get, like, his footwork is still an issue, even though it's improving, his weight transfer is still an issue, even though it's greatly improving, like, he's all the issues that he had are slowly going away and they're slowly molding into form. But I do think that, like, hero ball background is still there when he falls into it.
And old habits die hard. I mean, we know that quite well. Everybody has had a moment in their life of an old habit that has taken a long time. I mean, Lord knows, talk to smokers who've tried to quit. I mean, old habits die hard. So
talk to my dad picking up roadkill
and figuring out what to do with it from there. And, you know, the DNR maybe knocking at your door later on today. It's I hope we don't see a Shador Sanders who's fall back onto the old habits that looked like they were starting to fall away. Like, in the Tennessee game, yeah, he tried to back out of the back of the pocket. I think he did twice. One time he was able to throw a tackler off and make it work, and the other time he took the sack.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, you know, hope that we don't see Montez Sweat back there the entire game, basically, you know, going, okay, bail out of the back of the pocket. Oh, look, I'm here for a hug. Like, you know, hopefully you can avoid that kind of a thing. So I'm with you there. I want to see. It just stinks because it puts us in this position where we're walking out in the gray, and I don't want to be in the gray. I want to be in a situation where either, yes, this guy can be the quarterback into next season, and you could use the 2 draft picks on taking a left tackle and a wide receiver that can make a difference, or no, this guy is not the answer to that question, and we can have a conversation after that about whether we should take a left tackle and a wide receiver in the first round of the draft or trade up to go get Fernando Mendoza.
I get that, but I think that if you are solely on Shador's side, you thought he was going to come. Like, if you're Jonathan Peterlin, you saw Sunday as,
love, yep, JP.
I knew that is exactly what was going to happen. If you were on the opposite side of that, maybe where, like, Anthony Lima was, you have to think about, like, wow, I'm surprised because I thought he was going to go out and not do it. Hand up, I did not think he was going to have a performance.
I didn't think he'd do it
like he did on Sunday.
Nope.
So you're like, the gray area is not even going to be there. He's going to go out and he's either going to ball out or he's going to look like he's never touched a football before in his life, and it'll just figure itself out.
But the problem is you can, there's enough evidence that's out there to hand wave what took place in Tennessee. I am not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's enough evidence out there that you can hand wave it. And I want to live in a world where we can't hand wave. I want to live in a world where we have our answer and we go from there. And there's no, like, you know, it's Tennessee. Oh, that Raider team fired their coach anyway. Like, we can't, you know, Tennessee, where they had 2 backup, I think it was 2 backup corners and were a terrible secondary to begin with. I don't want a hand wave.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be in a position where we can go, all right, he went up against the Bears, and the Bears defense was good enough, and he went up against the Bills and he was able to hang, and he went up against the Steelers, where maybe you have TJ Watt now with a new surgically repaired lung on the, you know, on the line, and he was able to get the ball out quickly and make quick decisions and smart throws to avoid getting slammed into the dirt by Watt and Highsmith, and we were able to light up the Cincinnati Bengals. Great. Let's go. I feel good about the situation.
Yeah, he needs to play like a really, really I almost want to. Like, it's too much to put on him to say
it's
that
too
he
much
needs
to put on him. You're right
to like have that performance again against the Bears and the Bills and the Steelers. But he needs to be a 250 yard, two touchdown, no interception quarterback against
I'll take one pick.
Either. Sure, that's totally fine with me.
Throw more touchdowns than interceptions. That's all I ask.
He needs to have one of those performances against either one of the Bills or Bears, and probably it's going to end up having to be both for you to feel totally comfortable with, you know, that Titans game, that Ravens game. That wasn't just the fact that they were a bad defense.
And don't take 5 or 6 sacks. That's the other part of it that I'll add to it. Yeah, yes. I'll add to that as well. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. We are doing quick predicts next segment, so get your quick predicts in. We'll go from there. This whole thing has just become so fascinating, and I'm interested beyond belief. So, also coming down, a little bit of information for everybody who is out there in regards to the Sharon Moore situation in the University of Michigan. Prosecutor says, this is courtesy of Nicole Arbach of NBC Sports. Prosecutor says Sharon Moore and the woman had an intimate relationship for a number of years. Quote, our victim broke up with the defendant on Monday morning. She presented herself to the school and corroborated the fact that they had a relationship. End quote. Nicole Arbach adds in, she said that Sharon Moore went to the woman's house, grabbed butter knives and a kitchen scissors and threatened to kill himself, threatened her that, quote, my blood is on your hands. End quote. That's the latest in the Sharon Moore arraignment. He has been accused of a felony and a couple of misdemeanors as well. Dan Madigan, Anthony Alant, in for Baskin and Phelps, 92 The Fan.
I'm Dan Gates, I'm a better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.